أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا. In the previous ayats we read of the great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala will bestow the people of Jannah with. And various places in the Quran Sharif, the various categories, various stages of people, and the different ni'mat Allah will bestow upon them have been mentioned. Yeah, for the Abrar, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, and amongst the ni'mat that they will be having this wonderful drinks of Jannah, and the canals of that water will flow wherever they go, and they will be able to drink from it. And also the reasons for this, the good amal, different amal in different places are mentioned. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, yufuna bin nazar, pura karte hain mannat ko, that whatever mannat they have made, vows they have made with Allah Ta'ala, they fulfill them. And when they fulfill their own vows which they made, then it's quite clear that they fully fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala upon them as well. And here also we are taught that this is also one great way of getting our problems etc. resolved. To make a mannat. Whenever a person has any problem, then he makes a mannat and he fulfills that mannat of his when that work of his is done. So whenever we have a problem, a difficulty, like as it will come in front, on one occasion, the children of Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein were ill. So they took a vow that, oh Allah, if you give them shifa, we will keep rozas for 3 days. Allah Ta'ala gave them shifa. And as it will come in that explanation, that when they started keeping their rozas, they had no food in the house. But they still started keeping their rozas. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went out, and from a Jewish person, he collected some wool of the sheep. He brought it home and asked Hazrat Fatima to spun it, to make it, to fix it up. And for that, the Jew had promised that he will pay them certain amount of wheat. So she completed the work, she sent it back, and he gave that wheat. She prepared five pieces of bread for them to eat. For herself, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Hassan, Hussein, all were fasting. And the slave maid was also fasting, so she prepared the meat. As they were, they made roza without sehri. Now they had this for iftari. But as they sat down to eat, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had just put his bread, the little piece of bread in his mouth. And a beggar came to the door and said, I'm a very poor person and I'm desperately in need. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu removed that bread from where he was putting it about in his mouth. And Hazrat Fatima, he told her that give all this to the beggar. They gave all this to the beggar and they spent the night like that. The next day they kept their roza again. Again the other wool that she had, and she had to spun it, and she did it, and she went back to the Jew. He paid them again. They got their wheat again. Again the same thing happened. She prepared it for iftari, and as soon as they were about to eat, now an orphan came. And he said, please, in the name of Allah, I ask you, the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm extremely desperate, please help me. Gave it to him again. Again they spent the night without anything. The third day was the same thing. And then a prisoner came and he begged for something. They gave everything to him also. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu took Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They could barely walk because of their weakness like this. But anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with them to the house and found Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha engaged in namaz. And she had become so frail and weak because of this hunger. At that time, Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They give others preference, even if they have to suffer themselves. Anyway, we will come to that just now. But here we are told that these are those people where they make mannat and they fulfill those mannats also. وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. اور ڈرتے ہیں اس دن سے کہ اس کی برائی پھیل پڑے گی. And they fear that day, the day of Qiyamah, the severity of it will be widespread. That practically nobody will be spared from the severities of those days, only whom Allah Ta'ala wishes. Otherwise, every person to the level of his guna, he will have to suffer the severities and the difficulties and hardships of that day, which are also explained in different places. And then here Allah refers to that instance also, that these are those people who will get saved from those hardships. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. اور کھلاتے کھانا اس کی محبت پر. And they feed and they give the food in spite of having great love for that food. When a person is desperately hungry and he just gets the aroma of the food, we know how he feels. And this, when you are about to put something in your mouth and somebody else asks you and you give it away to that person, how much don't you love that food which you require at that time, but you give it away. So Allah says these are those people who will get saved from the severities and hardships of the day of Qiyamah. So and the other explanation is ala hubbihi, that in the love of Allah Ta'ala they give away the food. Either they love that food so much, but yet they give it away. Or they love Allah Ta'ala so much. And because these are the bandas of Allah Ta'ala, the poor, the orphans, etc., and the prisoners also, that they give it away to them. So, ala hubbihi miskeenan, to that person who is a miskeen, who is a desperate person, wa yateeman, and the person who is a yateem, an orphan, whose father has passed away and is still not baligh, wa asira, or qaidiku, and also the prisoner. Yeah, the prisoner is also included. And when the prisoners of war came at the time of the battle of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look after them properly and feed them properly. The Sahaba, we cannot imagine what level they had reached. They gave those prisoners food more better than what they ate themselves also. And this was really to show the akhlaq and the character of a Muslim, by which they accept, many of them accepted Islam. And also by prisoner is referred to also a person who is in debt. That person is also like a prisoner. Help that person also. A person who has got difficulties and hardships in life is also a prisoner. Help him also. So yeah, in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that we should make mannat also and fulfill those mannats also. We should fear the day of Qiyamah. And one great way of fearing the day of Qiyamah is to feed the needy person, whether he be a yateem, whether he be a miskeen, or whether he be the prisoner of war, a prisoner also. These people we should also look after them. And in this way, these people get saved from the severities of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.